this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
From the Creation Light Shift, and we're here for another program. And today is the first start of the week, and it's actually the first Monday in February, February 7th, 2011. So, I don't know what to start off with here. Annika, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, Ron, I'm here, and I am on, and welcome everyone to Monday with Ron and the Creation Light Shift. So a good thing that we've talked about, Ron, that happens to all of us, and it's something that we're dealing with here, unfortunately, and that is entities, and it's a popular removal, both as people asking here on your show to have samples of, and it's a great, great clearing to have up almost every day because unfortunately we go into places and meet people where we pick them up. So maybe we can have you talk about that, Ron. What are they for somebody who doesn't know yet, and for those of us who know, how can we also get rid of them?
Yeah, the first thing is entities are at least the ones that are, we're human here, that lived in a body. There's other ones, too, that are alien. But the human ones are what I call ghosts. They body hop from generations to generations. Another way of saying it, maybe your grandfather could be in you or one of your family members, okay? Because when they leave, they look for a particular person that they normally liked, and they will come into them. So that's just the ones that you know about that are friendly. Maybe they're friendly. Okay, we'll assume that they are because you may have known them. Maybe they didn't like you at all and they came into you and want to cause you havoc. But they're like what you could call a spirit, but they're actually an emotional body. So everything that's called spirit is invisible, and that's where the confusion comes about because some people are doing spiritual readings, and they could be reading an entity that's in a body. And not knowing the difference. They just think that spirit is only, you know, from the divine source, and that is not correct. There's many different types of energies out there. You can also have, you know, entities in there. You could be an entity child. That's where entities come into maybe your parents. And when conception hits, it starts, that's when they're doing what they'd like to do probably most with the two people, which is controlling them so that you're conceived. And from there, you could be an entity child. Maybe your parents never even wanted you, but they came in because they wanted to have a body to reside in. That's another type of entity. Instead of having maybe one coming into you, maybe they both wanted to come in. So you may have personalities of maybe a male and a female with you. That is kind of disconcerting. So how do you catch these entities if it's not done by other things around you like this here? It's they come in when you shake hands, you hug somebody, they brush against you, they do body hop. They body hop through people having arguments. Remember, they live off your emotional energy, so they want to get you very upset or very, very happy. Either way, it works. Remember, they don't care, just like the aliens, and how they're able to use your energy. All they want to do is take it from you. And when they come into you, then they bring in their whole life pattern of the emotions that they lived in their own particular lifetime, along with other body-hopping lifetimes that they've experienced. And that's the hardest thing to try to figure out, is why people behave the way they do and why people have split personalities or they change instantly. It's because something else is running the body. And the emotional bodies are very strong. They're actually much stronger because of force of will than your spirit would be. And this is what happens to people, is that they are run and ruled by entities. And you all heard people say, you know, I don't know why I did that. I just did it. I don't know. The devil made me do it. That's another term that people have. Or I just did not feel like I was myself that day. Well, that's all entities. And we've all heard these stories. And that's kind of what happens, is that entities come into people. And once they come in, they don't normally leave. Remember, your spirit has the same problem. When your body dies, it now has to take out of the emotions out of itself that got imprinted into your own spirit. So your spirit would, in a sense, look like an emotional body, but then it gets deprogrammed by the light of the darkness on the other side. And then from there, you're into the forced reincarnation again to have another go around here. Maybe it's your, maybe 20,000th lifetime here, but regardless, you're here, and you want it to eliminate entities from you. And that's the problem that people have, is that entities take them over. And you can take entities on by being out of your body, number one, if you'd like to do astral projection, or if you're a firm meditator and like to go on to these guided meditations. Well, who's home in your body when you're out there in the beyondo? Somebody's leading you in a meditation and you're not present. So that's how it happens. And people are taught to do that. They think it's wonderful to have the release of stress because you're not here. And you're not here, there's no stress. But you're not responsible. And that's just the way it goes. And the teachings here are kind of not all in truth. But we do know about astral projection and what meditations are, especially guided meditations. So those are all things that you should not be doing, because if you do have a guided meditation and you do leave your body, and I've seen that all of them do that, but most of them do, they have you walk up steps or go someplace, go on a journey. Well, right away, you're gone. And you can watch people. Just look at a meditative group and watch their eyes kind of like, you know, start to blink off and on. And at the very end, what do they tell you? Be here now. And so right away, you're calling back somebody's spirit. So that's an indication that, yeah, that meditation was to take you out of your body. And then when you go out of your body, more entities come into you because you have your unprotected body. And now it's a host for things that you don't like. So you could come into a meditative group, we'll say, in the setting. And you could walk out with everybody's entities that came in there, in that group, and they wonder why you're behaving like somebody in the meditation group, because you are now carrying their entities. Anyway, that's the way it is. So how do you get rid of them? On the website, we have Whole Lifetime Entity Clearing, and that helps out people a lot. If you have addictions, remember the entities give you those addictions. They can also give you pain. And the whole process is, you know, how responsible are you for your body? You know, you have to get these things out of you. Most people don't understand that their body is a host. So back to you, Annika.
So when I talk about this clearing here, if I go to your page, Ron, sorry, it's www.creationlightship.com, and you see on the first page that you get to, there's the healing login key, and if you click on that, you can click and get into the healing. It's also under search for healing. You can put the name of the healing, which would be entity clearing, or just put entity, and you can find it there. Also in the book, where it says a list of all our online healings. And when you go down a little further, you see recommended healings, and you can click on that, and it shows a few different healings that are particularly recommended. The first one is the emotional healing, and underneath that is the entity clearing. So, you know, it's interesting you're saying that, Ron, about people saying, yes, I did something that I wasn't even aware that I did it. And I have children, and I have one child in particular who has said that many times, that I didn't do that. And it's almost as if she's actually so convincing that she actually didn't do that. And, I mean, it can get, as a parent, it can get quite frustrating. But I actually don't think it's her half the time. So how can that be affecting people? Let's say if we talk about people that are in prison and do something really, really bad, would we kind of guess sometimes it really wasn't them? I know we've talked about this before, but I think it's kind of interesting, and how we can help other people by possibly doing this clearing if we have those people around us.
Yeah, I would say probably almost everybody in prison or in jail will say, you know, the high 90% of them. You can just look at them. You do see movies sometimes about them. And their eyes are glossed over. So that's the first indication. So I guess people would say, how do I know if I'm an entity? Well, look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Are you behaving strangely? Has your handwriting changed? Are your eyes glossed over? Look at your friends. If you know any pot smokers, look at them. Their eyes are almost always glossed over. So what does that mean? They're not there. What does that also mean? They left. Where are they? Who knows? But other things are inside of their body. That's why the eyes are glossed over. I look at somebody who has had too many drinks, okay? Right away, you know that their eyes get glossed over. So, because the spirit left. What comes in, entities. So that's the problem that people have. And you can tell them really quickly, but it's by looking at their eyes. If their eyes look pretty clear, they might emit light because the spirit's doing that. Then you know that they're present. And that type of person would be much easier to have a conversation with than somebody who is holding maybe hundreds of entities, and could be thousands. Remember, not just one. That's the sad thing, is that people think there's only like one entity in somebody. You know, you can have thousands of them. This is why you want to do a whole lifetime entity clearing, to get rid of these things. What we can do is, to help people out right now, we'll do the I now increase my life force energy. This is one way that you can help yourself with that. And what I normally have people do is, you want to say it out loud, mainly because you want to tell your body what's going on. If you think about it, you're in the mental realm, so you might as well just be out meditating or something out in the cosmos, because you're not going to help your body. You want to always do commands, typically whisper or out loud, so that you're able to command your body for whatever is going on. And so you want to command these out of you. So this is how it's done. So take your hands and have your palms facing forward, and put it between, like, you know, your chest area here. And depending on how much life force energy you have in your body, will determine how far apart your hands are. So just slowly come in. Don't use your mind to try to figure this out, because remember, that's in the mental realm. That's the darkness. You want to use your body to tell you. So you have to become body conscious. And after you do this a few times, you may understand that, yeah, my body is conscious. I can feel the energy in my hands. But if you try to think about it, try to feel it that way, you're in the mental realm. You might as well just be out to lunch, because that energy is not going to even affect you. You're going to be doing this process. And with that process with your hands, you may not even know where it is, but your body will tell you. So slowly move your hands together and tell your body to stop when it can feel the energy. And it will do that for you, whether you believe it or not. So here we go. Feel your energy. Then you want to say an affirmation out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And you can say that out loud. And then move your hands apart. Come back in again. And slowly, you know, feel the energy. You want to have your palms facing each other, okay? So that you can feel the energy coming off your palms. So here we go. We'll say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. 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 And your palms should be still facing each other, and you're probably going to be at least body width by now, if not all the way out alongside of you. So we'll say it 10 times to get your energy charged up. I now increase my life force energy, bringing more of your spirit back to you. I now increase my life force energy. So each time, just sample the energy and move your hands apart. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. So your head should be straight out alongside of you. You should feel like energy surges inside of your body. And if you wish to do this maybe 100 times or more, you're going to really feel charged up. And you may feel your body kind of releasing some of the blockages. as your spirit starts to do healing work with you. Remember, your spirit's your healer. And without your spirit, you have no healings. The more spirit you have in your body, the better it can be the conduit for the source energy that it connects to come back into your body to heal you. So hopefully you're all feeling much better. And if you have any pains in your body, that could also be entities giving you pain. But we'll turn it back over to you, Annika. Remember, they get attracted by emotional stuff and physical pain.
Okay, so yeah, it can also be that you go into a bar and they might be attracted to you. They like to hang out in those places too, right, Ron?
Yeah, and they can actually pull you in.
Uh-huh.
As long as they're being open, you know, not protecting your body, not having your spirit fully conscious, and they can come right into your body and give you the thought to go inside to have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And you might think, oh, that's good. That's probably my spirit talking to me. Well, it's an entity. And, you know, once you start to move in there, then they can all flood into you because they all want to have that taste. Now, they don't care if you have, you know, 100 drinks because they're not responsible for your actions. They don't care if you get thrown in jail. They don't care if something happens to you negatively. All they want to do is get that drink, and they're using your taste buds to have the drink. Then they'll find some other person who is unaware about entities and hop into their body, and they can be in that bar or that location, you know, for weeks at a time. Just think how much damage you're doing to people.
So Freedom is asking if an entity can exist in more than one person.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not at one time, though, but they can jump around family members. Just think of a lot of people talk about going to family get-togethers, right? And so all of a sudden, maybe you're there with five family members, relatives, and one person starts talking about something negative about you. Well, that's probably an entity bringing up that issue. And then it will hop into another family member, maybe a relative, and go into them and bring up another issue that you did. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're being picked on. Boy, that entity is really having fun. So that's the way it works. This is why people like to have clearings and get rid of these things. Also, by having a whole lifetime emotional clearing, then all of a sudden the entities typically will not have anything to grab onto. Remember, they're grabbing onto emotions. It's like the aliens do. They look for emotional situations to get energy from you and other people. So when the emotions are released, when that body's cleared out, then they don't have a track record inside of you that's running all the time to bring forth this negative energy to harm you. And this is the way it works. So if you cleared out everybody at a family reunion on an emotional clearing, you did each and every one of them, everything would be changed. They would not be gossiping about each other or talking about other people like, you know, what normally goes on. You know, you can just watch people even at a dinner table or maybe if you go out to eat and you watch somebody, you watch other people. What are they talking about? Just stuff. Their baggage, their stuff. Same stuff, different days of the week. Depends who they talk to, depends what entities come into them, and they're just running the emotions, and they're just talking all about their situations. Typically, it's about poor me, about my relationship with somebody, what's going on in my life, my job sucks, you know, basically, you know, I overspent on my credit cards, good reason, you know, for entities to come into you, because they want to have something that you may not want, but they want it. And so entities are a big thing. So the emotional clearing entities are very high in the list if you want to have self-improvement. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, you know, I know you're going to be in L.A., and I wanted to mention it in case we have people that do not know. You're going to be in L.A. this February 11th to 13th. So you're there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the end of this week at Booth 206 at the Conscious Life Expo. So if you're anywhere near there and you can get there, come and experience the light infusion chamber. I see here on the fast chat that is mentioned because we're talking about entities. So P was mentioning go into the light infusion chamber and be there and the entities will leave. So that's fantastic and obviously good for a lot of other things and helpful with all kinds of healing. So let's see here. You can also call in today. I wanted to mention that, especially if you have anything related to entities that you want to talk about. Our toll-free number for this show today is 888-815-9756, and that is toll-free in U.S. and Canada. And I also put that on the fast chat there if you need that again. And there's a few good questions here. Tina is asking, if we remove all timelines and parallel lives so we don't dream in those dimensions, can our spirit still communicate to us through dreams?
No, your spirit normally will never come to you unless you ask. Remember, you have to ask. So at that point, I would say no, it will not. That's one of the New Age teachings, though, is that you get your information through your dreams, and that's your guides, that's your spirit trying to connect with you, because maybe you're not conscious enough when you're awake, so it comes to you in your dreams. No, that is not correct information. Another question, looks like, is if you get rid of one entity, is it gone? Yeah, it's gone, you know. So if you had only one entity with you that's maybe making your left toe hurt because you stubbed it and it hitched a ride with you because it had the same pain maybe from somebody 500 years ago and it happened to see you with that pain, and then it's causing you to, let's just say, what I don't know what was around 500 years ago, but we'll just say maybe the person liked to shoot a bow and arrow. And so all of a sudden, you want to, you know, go out and shoot archery. First time in your life, you know. Maybe you're 70 years of age, and your friends go, man, this guy's really weird to go out and buy all this stuff. You know, he went into debt. You know, he can hardly make his life work. But now, man, he just went out and spent $1,000 for hunting gear, wanting to go out and go hunting with the bow and arrow set. And maybe the person lives in the city. Maybe they got to drive, you know, or fly 1,000 miles to do that. So what happened? Well, he had probably a pain in one of his toes. Entity hopped in who was very, very, very old. All it knows about is how to, you know, get food for itself and knows how to use a bow and arrow. And now you picked it up and you have its traits. And this is what happens. They control your life. So if you get rid of the entity, yes, you would be released from that energy, that person that lived 500 years ago. Maybe you're taking on their whole lifetime. Just think of having a DVD, and you're watching a DVD show. And, you know, you're only seeing it for maybe, maybe it's just, say, an hour and a half program. And that's only an hour and a half that you're seeing in somebody's life. Just think if you had an entity and you had their whole lifetime downloaded into you. Pretty scary. And I'll just think if you had 1,000 entities in you, which most people have, that's even worse. So you wonder why you're not conscious, why you cannot figure out what to do with your life, why you're confused all the time. Naturally, that could bring forth depression because entities are controlling you. And, you know, another thing, we talked about smoking pot and drinking. You know, just think of somebody who gets into road rage on the freeways, you know. What comes into him? Maybe it's a race car driver. You know, and maybe they now want to speed around and cause problems there. What about somebody who gambles a lot? Okay. And what about somebody, maybe you have somebody in you who loves watching TV programs. So they stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching TV. They're dysfunctional because of that. They can't get up in the morning because they're too tired from watching TV all the time. Also giving you entities in those programs because they're triggering stuff inside of you. And they can come across a program on the TV that you're watching. You can have, let's just say that you're watching something, and maybe you see a deer get killed, okay? Maybe this hunting program came on, and you're 70 years old, and you want to know about how to kill some game. So you're watching that one program that there's probably many of them. We have one here in Mount Shasta, which to me is disgusting to watch people killing animals, you know, with guns and bows and arrows and stuff. But anyway, it's one of those programs. So you're watching this program, and all of a sudden, you know, you now have compassion for a deer that got killed. Well, maybe that deer spirit is floating around, and it comes into you. And now you have a deer inside of you. So it can also be animals inside, not just, you know, people. And maybe you wonder why you have strange behaviors, okay? Or maybe you wonder why, maybe you saw a whale get killed, you know? Maybe you're watching Greenpeace or something, and they're trying to protect, you know, the whales out in the ocean, and you see one get slaughtered or something, you know? Yeah, maybe up on the boat being, taken apart, we'll say. Now you have this empathy. And all of a sudden you start gaining weight after a while because the whale's in you. And that can happen. So it's just a lot of weird things happen. But, yeah, once you get, if you do a clearing, the ones with you are released. Will you ever get them again? Well, of course you can. How much is your spirit in your body? If you're 100% in your body, you will never have to worry about entities, okay? So that's the trick. So it's up to you. Babies don't have entities unless they get possessed, you know, for some reason. So babies typically are very high 90%, you know, of their spirit within their body until they start being told, you know, yes and no, stop and go, stuff like that, you know, the terrible twos, we'll call it. And then that's when they start getting entities too. So that's, in fact, I'll just continue on here. I was watching this one family, and they had a young boy, and I think he turned like maybe 3 years of age, and some, you know, years earlier when he was, you know, maybe 1 years of age, very sweet child, and then all of a sudden, his parents bought him and was watching some TV program, and they had robots, so they bought him some robots. See the kid, and what does he have when he's 3 years of age, two or three? He now picks up a pencil, and he starts stabbing their couch. And I go, uh-oh, I want to get out of here, you know, because the kid is unconscious. And that's what the robots are doing, you know, role-playing probably, killing each other, hurting each other. So he picked it up right off the TV. What entities jumped into him to do that? So, very interesting. How do you protect yourself? Keep getting your spirit back in your body. Do the clearance to get rid of the negativity out of your many energetic bodies that's going to bring forth entities to harm you. So I hope that helps people out. That's your only protection, is to get rid of the entities, since we're talking about entities on this show, because they will rule your life and cause you to do things you don't really want to do. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so we have a little bit about dreams here and how we get certain messages. So you might see a timeline of something that could be happening possibly in the future. And Emmy is asking about a friend who has prophetic dreams, and I just wanted to bring it up because, as you said before, Ron, it's not the spirit talking through the dreams, because the spirit typically will not come unless you ask, right? And also wanted to mention there, it's also mentioned on the fast chat, that it's perfect to clear those timelines, clear the dreams on the timeline crash that you have up. Maybe you want to tell Emmy a little bit more about what that's all about.
On the timeline crashing, what you do is put in an emotional issue. And you could just type in the issue that you had, you know, during the dream, because you're being abducted and you may be seeing the information coming through in that dream that could, you know, come into this real lifetime here. And that's why some people get information and all of a sudden they see that it's true. That's also deja vu, where you have a bleed through of another timeline. So the timelines are your parallel lives, which you should not have. You don't have parallel lives when you're in light, only in darkness. And since this is controlled by darkness here by the aliens, and people allow them to come in by doing their rituals and practices and worshiping things outside of themselves, which connect then to the aliens to bring in more energy. So they actually start to steal your energy. And this is why they're here. You just think of all the different groups that go out and do a world like peace meditations and things like that. They're bringing in the aliens here. Man, you know, it's, you can see why humanity doesn't have a chance typically, because there's so many people bringing in darkness. And the aliens should not be here, but naturally, you know, when you invite them in, of course they're going to come. So anyway, that's kind of where we are. But the dreams that people have that do come true, that, you know, they say, man, I had a dream, you know, a week ago about this here, now I see it. Well, that's, you're just seeing a parallel lifetime happening to you or to someone else. And, yeah, can it come true? Very possibly, if that gets superimposed. Here, remember, all the parallel lifetimes are with you anyway. So maybe they just happen to put forth, that they being the aliens, that particular timeline into your timeline here, and now you're experiencing that same thing over again, just like deja vu. And is it great to have that? It might be. You might be able to change what you're doing, but if they're in control of time, which is what we know they are, then it's very hard to change that reality if they do switch you into that timeline. All they have to do is go back and do a rewind and pop you into it, and then you can be living it here. So that's kind of what that's about. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so I saw somebody here mention, Freedom was mentioning that it's a good clearing to have as an unlimited, and yes, it is, because even though they should be gone and shouldn't come back into you, they could sort of, in a sense, float around there, out there. How could it then, even though we've cleared it, so just to clarify a little bit more about that, so if we cleared an entity and eliminated it totally, or could it sort of be floating around, able to come back?
No. It's gone.
It's gone. So it can't go in. So it can't go into anyone.
Same issue. Okay. So just getting rid of one or two of them, it's fine. They won't come back, but you could have 1,000 of them coming into you.
Okay.
And they could all have that same issue. Remember, the issue draws them. So you want to clean out that particular issue. That's why on the timeline crashing, you're getting rid of the parallel lifetimes for an emotional issue. And when you do an entity clearing, it's kind of much the same because you're getting rid of the things that are here. So the timeline crashing is for parallel lives, which can bring forth issues kind of like we have with entities, because they're still going to be running your life in a parallel lifetime. Where an entity clearing gets rid of ghosts that are living in your body, and they get attracted to you because they want to live off of your energy. So if you, you know, did a entity clearing for one particular issue, which I have done for people in person, sometimes they'll say, you know, I want to stop smoking. So I'll do an hour session with them personally, probably on the phone, and I will take out the entities in them in 1 hour of time, and there could be more, but I only have so much time to do it in, to get rid of the entities that are in them making them smoke. And all of a sudden they go, I don't want to smoke anymore. Well, your body can still have the addiction of wanting that tobacco or whatever it is, you know, but the driving force that wants to pick up that cigarette, which is an entity, you know, maybe they have their own mannerisms, you know, and how they hold the cigarette and how they puff it and if they do smoke rings or not, or maybe they do something else, you know, whatever it is, you know, they have that agenda. So once you get rid of the agenda from the entity, then all of a sudden that's released. Now just think if you have a female smoker, okay, I'll just go on with this here a little bit. Now normally women don't smoke cigars. I imagine there are a few out there that might, okay? But as a general rule, you know, these big cigars that look like a hot dog, you know, mainly men smoke. Now, what if an entity came into a woman one day that loves smoking cigars, and she's already a smoker, so she has the habit already, because they gave her the habit. And all of a sudden, one hops in and wants to have a cigar. She goes, man, I want to try a cigar someday. And all of a sudden, now she starts smoking cigars. Well, what happened? She has an entity that wants to smoke cigars. So that's one way to look at it. Some of you might be going, well, I don't know if I want to do that or not if you're a smoker, but if you're a woman, but you know, that could be true. And it could also be true of people having different sexual habits, okay? Maybe all of a sudden a person's like a cross-dresser at certain times. So what is he having or she having into them, you know? They're having somebody from the opposite sex coming into them wanting to wear the clothes that they're putting on. So that's just another way of looking at it. Is it them? The real them? Probably not. Is it an entity? Very possibly could be. And so that's just kind of what happens here.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I think actually I heard a beep as if maybe somebody called in. Hello? Anyone out there?
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Something like a year ago, I was talking to a friend in New York, and I'm in Minnesota, and she was talking about an event she had been to a week or two before, and she was talking about the food, but she didn't say everything what she had, and I was smelling like cinnamon and cloves and stuff like that, but she didn't say that. And then I called her back later and said, I'm having these smells in my apartment, but I'm not cooking. And nobody in the complex, you know, where I'm living was making that. And so somehow I was picking up the smells from an event that she went to days ago. What does that mean?
Well, that would probably mean that an entity connected to you that was at the event could have been, you know, it's probably from her. Or she's talking about the event, and that drew the entities to her. And entities can smell, okay? And so the entities came into the room and produced that smell for you.
Interesting. All right, thank you.
So do you take on any of the habits, or did you want to have that type of energy around, you know, as far as cooking and stuff? Did that did they stick with you, or did they leave?
It didn't stay. That was the last of it.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, you know, so to continue on here, you could have said, yeah, and I started wanting to cook these foods or do whatever they were doing, and that means that they would have been stuck inside of you.
Interesting.
Yep, that happens all the time.
All right, well, thank you.
Yep, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Marcy. That is interesting. Very interesting. So, Freedom here is asking, can you get rid of one by name if you think it's someone you knew?
Yeah, you could. You could command your spirit to release it from you if you know the name of it. Yes.
And on the clearing, maybe you could put it in under special, you know, there's a box down there that you can write it in, possibly the name of the person.
Yeah. That
yeah.
Also.
I saw Ed was asking about blood vessel growth. Could that possibly be related to anything like an entity? Something like that issue?
Yeah, it's very possible. You could have a physical problem that, you know, you're having, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, let's just say a physical problem that people are dealing with is having a sunburn, okay? Now, that means that all the entities that have had a sunburn, maybe they died in fires, okay, and got burned to death. So you go out to the beach or whatever you're doing, and you get sunburned. So you could be drawing all of these entities to you, and you wonder why your sunburn is so painful. Well, you may have somebody that's stuck on you that's, you know, turned out to be a crispy critter, you know, they got burned up. And that emotional body carries that pain. So it comes to you, you know, basically maybe half dead with all this pain, because it remembers the pain, and it sticks onto you, and you wonder why you're suffering with this problem of having so much pain with a sunburn. So, yeah. So, yes, entities can come in. Is it alien or is it, you know, this is what we talked about. Is it an alien entity or is it a human entity, you know, an emotional body? Because they have similar situations. And you can pick up entities that are from the alien timelines because you're up there with your spirit or your body on another lifetime like this one here. So let's say that you're living in one moment in time, okay, because you're controlled by the time-based reality of the aliens, and you're now being viewed or acting out 1,000 lifetimes, okay, because they have you in 1,000 lifetimes that look all the same. And all these people there, which are probably your friends, are doing the same lifetime together. Can their entities body hop into you in a parallel lifetime? Of course they can. They steal everything. Now they come back to you, and you could be having entities from the parallel lifetimes. So that's another way of looking at it. May not sound too good, you know, because having them here is bad enough. But remember, the aliens want to get all the mileage they can out of you. So they create these things. They create these experiences through your emotions. This is why having your emotional clearing is so important. Get rid of that stuff. do the unlimited emotional clearing so you can have less abductions, and so you're able to be more conscious. Then do the timeline clearing. You may not be an emotional person. You know, you might say, I don't deal with emotions, I deal with feelings. Well, that means it's probably even worse because your emotional body is stuffed full, and that's just telling you that you had to go to another body to protect yourself. So now you have to do two clearings. And they're still seeing you as a feeling person out there on these timelines because it's still an emotional issue, just that it's a little deeper. And this is how they deal with you. So entities are the reason why this planet is the way it is. Remember the words of Jesus when he was killed and on the cross. Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Now, what does that mean to you? Okay? Typically, that's entities. Mind control, okay? Same basic thing, just a different way of looking at it. Entities control your mind. Aliens control your mind. Two different types of energies, but the body's still responding. And then you have robotic programs, too, which are not entities, but that might be another show. But anyway, how do you protect yourself? Have the clearings done. Do the clearings. Get the stuff as much as you can off of you. And, you know, that allows you to have more spirit energy. Your spirit cannot and will not come into where an entity is living. So just think of yourself as like a post office with all the little cubby holes for P.O. boxes, okay? And you're that. And how many of those are filled up with you? And how many have empty places for entities to come into? So, you know, are you there in 20 of them and the other 80 is entities? Or maybe they're actually being filled up more than that. And maybe there's thousands of entities and you only have 20 parts of you there. So that's the way you have to look at it. The problem that you had to protect yourself, you know, is to get rid of the entity. That's your main problem. You know, get rid of the emotions so they don't come in because they work with emotions. No emotions, you won't draw entities. And you want to get yourself with your spirit so that you don't draw them also. Back to you, Annika.
Okay, so just wanted to mention also that on the All Alien Parallel Clearings, you can actually clear them, you can clear the entities from other parallel lives or, all the different time. You can do all the different lifetimes and that sort of thing on there, and you can clear, if you've done the entity clearing, you can plug it in there and go back in time too. And it's also up as the 7th generation. I think it's going way past 7 generations back too on the generational clearings to remove entities. And I have in front of me here the robotic mechanical body program clearing, and that has an entity removal too. So there's plenty of places that the entity removal shows up too, and also in other clearings. So I wanted to mention that. So we have a comment here. Marie R. says, Sunday's clearings of the entities are a great way to heal. Absolutely. Ron does conference calls during the week, and they are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30 Pacific Standard Time for an hour, and 5:30 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And right now, Ron also does the Sunday calls, which are 8 hours long. That might sound a little long, but you do not have to be present that whole time. You can come on as an absentee. This coming weekend, like I mentioned before, Ron is going to be in L.A. At Booth 206, Conscious Life Expo in L.A. And that is the weekend 11th to the 13th. And so this weekend coming, he's going to be busy with that. And hopefully we can all be down there. And during the next coming weekends after that, okay, now I lost it again here, sorry about that. The special 8-hour intensive conference calls are coming up again on the 20th and the 27th of February. So if you want to get on those calls, they're a fantastic way to have a lot of healing done, a lot of clearing, And it's very, very helpful. And you also get work in between the calls, too, from the Creation Lightship. So email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. Tina is asking, can we have a sample clearing of the trauma body and the feeling body clearings, Ron?
Sure. So these are other bodies that you have besides the emotional body. Typically, the emotional body is the one that has almost all of your stuff. This is your baggage, if you want to use that. This is what's come up in this lifetime is stored in your emotional body. And by the time you hit about the age of 10, it's kind of reeking of stuff, you know, kind of smelly, we'll say, of all your experiences that got triggered. And your DNA now is fully activated, and it will go on with the life of its own. So after that, you're living all these traumas throughout your whole life. So if you live to be at the age of 80, we'll say, and that body gets filled up at the age of 10, you're going to have 70 years of misery because you're recycling everything that you had from the age of 10 on. And if you look upon it, you can say, yeah, gee, I had issues before that, or maybe it's happened maybe from 10 to 20, but you're still living it, still on your plate. This is your baggage. And to get rid of that, you want to have an emotional clearing. Now, naturally, some people get another plate, okay? So now they have an emotional plate in front of them. Now they have another plate full of garbage, we'll say, of stuff, of their feelings. And now they have another one of trauma. So if you need to have a trauma clearing, boy, you got three big plates ahead of you. And they're all running your life. So here we go. We'll do a sample here of the feeling body. And we'll just clean off, maybe we'll just take one pea off that plate for you, okay? Remember, it's probably, 8 inches high, and it's about a foot in diameter full of stuff. But we'll get one of the peas. Here we go, if you like peas. So feeling body clearing. We'll do that for today. Here we go. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do a trauma body. And this may take out another one of those little peas that's there. Maybe you got, 300 peas on your plate. We'll get rid of one of them here. And can that pea get returned? Oh, yeah, of course it can. Why can't it get returned? Because it's still connecting to your DNA. You haven't did a clearing to clean out your whole body for your lifetime. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It's heavy. 8, 9, and 10. So there's some people out there listening who have traumas. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do another body, which is a sensory body. And the sensory body also is in there. If you do these clearings, you kind of want to decide which one you want to do. Emotional one is first. So if you do look at the clearings and you go, man, I have this and that and the other, you must do the emotional one first. And that will probably get rid of, we'll just say maybe 90% of your stuff. I can't guarantee it, but a lot of people have had a lot of relief. Then go to the next body if you need it. You'll know how that issue feels, okay? How much the issue that you're dealing with is released from you. Once it gets released, you can just like walk away, Renee, change your life, say, I've been there, done that, and then you do something else. Otherwise, it haunts you and it keeps regurgitating back and forth, going back into your life. You just hit the replay button and you're in the replay hundreds of times during your lifetime. So we'll do a sensory body. This is how your body senses life here. And this sensory body typically is not used by very many people because the other ones take precedent. So here we go. Sensory body clearing for today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'm yawning, so somebody needs this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so hope that helped you out here. I see a question from Larry. How about when entities have rejected spirits? Okay, well, entities don't have a spirit. And so maybe we need more explanation there. So entities can reject other entities. They can have, you know, battles inside of your body. You've probably seen cartoons that way. I've seen them in the past when I was, you know, younger, where you see something inside of somebody, and it maybe even some of the movies, you see like a fist come out of somebody and their skin moves inside and there's things inside of their bodies fighting. That can happen. Aliens have wars inside of you, alien life forms. So how about when entities have rejected spirits and keep people away from the human aspect that, you know, Ron, Tom destroyed friendship. Okay. I don't know about the question. So entities can, entities, when they hold the space in your body, they plug up that cubby hole, your spirit cannot come into it. Okay? So you could be full of entities and have dark-looking glazed-over eyes. Okay? And your body will still live, and your spirit could be walking outside of your body. And so that does happen to people. If you look at somebody who maybe is in the hospital, if you happen to go there, watch out, because you may leave there with an arm sticking off of your leg or something, you know, because those body parts are still floating around there, along with the entity that have problems. So the worst place to go to is a hospital, or even a doctor's office, because there is entities there just waiting to hop onto people. Even if the body part is removed from somebody, they're still hanging out there. So, and they do have a life of their own. So anyway, that's kind of the way that works. But entities themselves, once they plug up the place, take the place over, possess you, your spirit cannot come in. And they'll just live their life as it is here on this planet. This is the most problems that parents have after their children have, you know, been on drugs. Maybe they're 16 and they get a car and they go to a party, and Joe or Sally that left in their car, when they came back home, they were no longer Joe or Sally. They were somebody else because entities took them over. They got, you know, strung out on drugs or something. And the person is never the same, because they haven't had any clearings. And the parents wonder, with all the guilt, what did they do? How could this happen to poor, you know, my child because of this process here? What, you know? And, you know, it's just that they're full of entities. Their spirit's probably still with them outside of their body, but they have different behaviors now because the entities take them over. And that's the problem with society here. That's the main thing. And we can thank the aliens for that, because they prevented the Earth spirit from taking back these entities that we call emotional bodies, so that it would be able to heal them. And that's still a very strong energy here, and the Earth spirit at this time cannot take them back unless we actually do these clearings, because it has to protect itself and get itself into wholeness. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so maybe you already did some of this, but just wanted to make it more clear. So it was also asked about the sensory body and the feeling body, and sort of what the difference is between those two clearings, and could the sensory body be affected if there's overflow in the feeling body?
Yes, it can. So normally it would go to either the trauma or the sensory. So the first thing is, the emotional body is number one. If that gets overfilled, you know, starts flowing over, then it will be typically going into the feeling body. So most people who live their life, they deal with emotions, and all of a sudden they switch into feelings, only because the other body is stuffed full, and the feeling body now has to take over because they have too much going on in the emotional body, and they don't relate to emotions because they're stuffed full of emotions, so now they work into feelings. from there, it could either be the sensory or the trauma body. Either one could be next. And you wouldn't know until you had the first two clearings, and then ask your spirit which one you may need. Remember, we're dealing with issues here. So if you have a clearing and the issue that you look at after the clearing is not resolved, then you have to go a little bit further. But it should be 90% released from you, typically, on people who have emotional clearings. If not, then you deal with a different body. And that's because that other body was so contaminated that now you're dealing with your feeling. After you do the feeling, if you still have an issue problem, and you say, yeah, there's still some energy there with this particular issue, then see if it's trauma and or see if it's a sensory body. And you could also even go into, you know, if it's like an issue with fear, then do a fear clearing. Do a whole lifetime fear clearing. But those are the main ones to have done if you have emotional stuff happening. So our time is coming to an end here. So I'll just say I'll be in L.A. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Conscious Life Expo off of Century Boulevard by the airport, LAX Hilton's where it's going to be. So thank you, Annika.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so blessings, everybody.
Blessings.
Bye.